You're listening to
Following the Common Good
with Stella
and Liz. Today in our podcast, we will be talking about the common good and how it relates to the fourth commandment as well as responsibility in our lives.
So, some of you guys may be wondering, what is the common good?
And Stella, you've been chosen to explain. Take it away!
The common good is everything that allows both individuals and groups to reach their full potential.
It's also built on respect for all individuals and all groups. It knows that basic needs of human rights of all individuals must be met. Right, Stella?
Yes. If a society is built on common good, it is a peaceful society.
Wow.
So, Liz, what does the Bible teach us about common good?
In the Bible, St. Paul compares our bodies to the body of Christ. What St. Paul tells us can be used as a comparison for the common good in society. Because society is interconnected, just like the body, if one part of the body is sick and hurting, then all of the body is sick and hurting. If one part of society is hurting, then all of society is hurting. If something bad hurts one part of society, then it hurts society as a whole and will hurt the community.
If we want to have a strong society, we have to take care of every part of it, not just one. The common good means respecting everyone, no matter race, nor class, nor gender. Doing these things means having a strong society. If respect is common in a society, then it is a strong society, and lots of people are happy in it. So now we're going to be talking about authority and obedience.
But Stella, what is authority?
Well, authorities are anyone who has power over you, like teachers, governments, your parents, the police.
And anyone who is older than you. Stella, how do we know if an authority is legitimate? Do we just follow what anyone says?
Well, we know if an authority is legitimate, if it is recognized by our population as a whole, and the authority uses its power to spread good and not evil. If the authority uses its power to spread evil, then we shouldn't blindly follow it, because then we will be sinning in the name of them.
If something bad is happening in our community, then we should take initiative to stand up for what is right. Sometimes, as teenagers, we think that we're always right and we don't tend to listen to others who are older than us and have more authority over us. But sometimes it is nice to listen to others and what they have to say, because they also know things and not just us.
We think it is so cool to not obey parents and teachers and stuff, and we think breaking the rules is fun. But really, we shouldn't break the rules, and we should listen to our elders. They are wiser than us and they have more responsibilities than us.
True! But don't worry if you're feeling, aw, what about my responsibilities? Well, we have responsibilities of our own.
Of course we do.
When you're an infant, you have no authority. Sadly, adults are completely responsible over you.
But when you get a little tiny bit older, and or a child, your authority and responsibility goes up. But just a tad, you only have authority over your belongings.
And then you become a teenager. As a teenager, it goes boom, you have authority. But not as much authority as an adult, but you still have authority. You have authority over your behavior, over your belongings, and maybe over younger siblings or cousins.
And when you become an adult, what you have authority over multiplies by 10. You have full authority and responsibility over yourself, your belongings, your home, and others. Like if you have children, you have full responsibility over them. You have to pay bills and have work, and you might be a boss at your job. As an adult, you're at peak authority.
When you're in your 80s and you're reaching those last stages of your life, then you might not have as much authority as you did when you were an adult. Some people may have to help you with certain things until you pass away.
As your age, ability, and responsibility go up, so should your involvement. When you're a little baby, you only have to worry about you. But as you start growing up, you have to start worrying about your family or your friends.
When you become involved with your family and friends, you have to start helping them and what they're struggling with, and not just what you're struggling with.
After you get your confirmation, you're officially an adult in the church's eyes. And because of that, you have to take on a lot more responsibility. First, you have to care about your religious community.
After you have received your confirmation, you also have to think about how you practice being a Catholic. You have to make sure that you pray and that you go to church often so that you could keep your relationship with God steady.
During confirmation, you receive your gifts and your fruits of the Holy Spirit. You have to use them wisely and use them to enhance your life so you could become a better person.
After involvement in the church comes involvement in the community. As a teen, we start to take on more responsibilities in the community, which means volunteering. We should get at least 10 hours for our semester. In our local community, there may be some problems. There may be some problems at school or in your social setting, but if we see those occurring, we must take the responsibility to fix them so that we can keep our society for the common good.
For example, there may be a lot of homeless people in your community. If so, then we could take initiative and start giving out money to homeless, starting food drives, or even going up to them and giving them food yourself. This helps your community greatly.
Fifth and final responsibility step of taking initiative is taking initiative in your global community. There may be some aspects in the world that you do not agree with, such as if a store doesn't let you buy a certain pair of shoes because they're so-called for boys, then you could take initiative and you could go to that store and say, "Hey, I really want to buy these pair of shoes, but you say that they're only for guys." And then they might give you those pair of shoes and some more. So then you just fix the problem in your global community and you got a bunch of shoes.
If we want to get involved in our global community, we have to stand up for what we believe in. If we want to help the environment, then we could start raising money to help polar bears or help endangered animals. Even if we don't have any endangered animals where we live, or we want to help animals that don't live in the same country we do, we could still raise money through the internet and save these animals. They don't have to be in your backyard.
To help us follow the common good, we should take into account the 6 precepts.
But what is a precept?
A precept is a rule intended to regulate behavior or thought.
Oh. How many precepts could there possibly be?
There could be 6! Each precept has a different meaning and what we should follow.
If I want to be a better Catholic, I want to follow the precepts, but I don't even know what they are.
Well, Stella, let's tell you right now. The first precept is to attend Mass on Sundays and on holy days of obligation.
I bet attending Mass on Sundays helps us feel God's presence and makes us feel peaceful.
Oh yes, Stella. We should also confess serious sins at least once a year. It will help us feel cleaner and lifts the weight off of our chest. But we can't forget that God always forgives.
When I was younger, I used to hate confession more than anything because I thought the priest would judge me and I'd get in trouble. But it turns out they don't judge you at all. And doing this helps you get all that weight off your chest and feel like a cleaner and newer person.
We should also receive Holy Communion at least once a year, preferably on Easter Sunday. It will strengthen our relationship with God and bring joy to our life because that is the body of Christ.
Jesus gave up his life for us. The least we could do is visit him in his church once a year.
Number 4 is to keep the holy days of obligation. A holy day is Sunday. Sunday is made for us to rest because that is the time that God rested. Resting on Sunday allows us to take rest from our work and school. It allows us to take time to connect with family and most importantly, makes us take time for God.
The fifth precept is not to eat meat on days of abstinence. This isn't only good for you, but it is also good for the environment.
Meat is not only expensive, but by not eating meat, you give the feeling of honoring your love for God, and it allows your system to clean out.
The sixth and final precept is to contribute to the church as much as you are able to. This means giving a percentage of your money or earnings back to the church. It reminds us of our responsibility to proclaim God's truth through our actions, walking our talk. It also means that we can know our family will have some security if needed.
We have showed you all of the ways that you can follow the common good. Please take our examples and use them in your lives.
Now you guys can become better people and better Catholics. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. You listen to Stella
and Liz.